Hey there, Tailgate Nation. This is the Grill Sergeant John Larch, and I want to thank you so much for downloading this week's episode of Tailgate Radio. And I want to thank our sponsors who continue to help make this virtual tailgate party one of the fastest growing shows on the internet. You know, Tailgate Radio has some of the best sponsors out there, and we would love for you to support them just like you support Tailgate Radio. So take a few minutes, head over to their websites, and check out all the great products they have to offer. And thank you once again from everybody here at Tailgate Radio.
From coast to coast and border to border, it's Tailgate Radio. Here's your host, the Grill Sergeant.
Up in the parking lot, got the beer on ice, and the grill is hot. On your walk, get set, baby, ready or not, we gonna get some. We got ribs and things, chicken and baked beans, plates and styrofoam, we came to get it on. Daylight and dark, whenever we all park, just get some. Cause everybody wants some.
Hey there, Tailgate Nation. Thank you for downloading this week's episode of Tailgate Radio. I'm the Grill Sergeant John Largent. We've got a great show for you this week. We have the wandering spectator, Bill Saturday. He's going to talk to us about his adventures touring the country, traveling, and making the most of those sports weekends. And you're not going to want to miss that, and how you can read about all of his adventures out there over at his website, wanderingspectator.com. We've also got a recap of last week's Daytona 500 with the host of Track Smack Radio, Dawn Murphy, and she's also going to give us a preview of this week's big race at the Atlanta Motor Speedway. If the weather holds up, they're having some really bad winter weather out there, as well as checking in with the Kings of the Pig Roast up in New York City. Pig Guy NYC is going to be joining us this week as well. So we got a great show for you. And wanted to talk to you real quick about what we've got going on over here at Tailgate Radio. We're growing by leaps and bounds every week. We've got some great guests coming on in the very near future. NFL players, former NFL players. We've got some great chefs that are going to be coming on board. And we are going to be releasing that list pretty soon as to who our future guests are going to be. And I know you're going to want to stick around. You know, as the football season has died down, you know, people have watched the combine, and there's been and National Signing Day just finished up in the college ranks. So, you know, our audience traditionally has been more football centric, and there's certainly a ton of racing fans out there and a ton of baseball fans that also engage in tailgating. We're going to try to have one of the executives from Minor League Baseball join us in the next couple of weeks, because some of the best tailgating experiences I've ever had have been at minor league ballparks. They have such great traditions, such great unique personalities, mascots. I know here in the great city of San Antonio, our team is the Missions. They're a AA team that has been around forever. They used to be affiliated with the Dodgers. They're now part of the Mariners organization, I think. And their mascot is a puffy taco. What's a puffy taco? The tortilla, rather than being hard-shelled, it's cooked a little longer, and it puffs up, and it's got air in it, and it's kind of more fluffy. And but it has all the same ingredients you would find in any traditional taco. But that is the mascot of the San Antonio Missions. And they do a cool thing during, I think, the seventh inning stretch, where they pull a kid out of the crowd. The puffy taco takes off running the bases. And when the puffy taco gets to second base, then the kid takes off and chases the puffy taco. And if the kid can catch the puffy taco before he slides into home and tackles him, then that kid and their family win fabulous prizes and things like that. And it's hilarious. It's absolutely hilarious. But they've also created a great atmosphere outside the park. And so many, I think one of the places that I had one of the best experiences with minor league baseball was up in St. Paul, Minnesota, and just had a fabulous tailgating experience up there. And I'm trying to remember the name of the team up there, and I'm sure I'll hear it from some of our fans in Minnesota, but it's just a great environment. So we're going to have somebody from minor league baseball joining us in the very near future as baseball season gets ready to get moving here in the next few weeks. I know it's already started at the college level. They start of the season last week. So we've got that going on. Also, I wanted to tell you about all the great things we've got over at Shirtsicle. Shirtsicle.com. It's like Popsicle, but with shirt. And you can go over there and you can check out our great tailgating shirts. And we're adding, I think, 12 or 24 this week, and another 12 or 24 designs next week. And some of them are funny. Some of them are a little suggestive, double entendre kind of stuff. And some of them are very regional. So one that comes to mind is, if you're an LSU fan, there's a couple of shirts that we have there that you might enjoy. Go to our website, tailgateradio.com, tailgateradio.com, and down at the bottom of the page, there is a nice Shirtsicle banner that will take you directly to our site. And you can buy a shirt or two or three, as many as you want. And they throw back a few bucks to us to help keep the lights on here at Tailgate Radio. And it's a great, they'll ship anywhere in the world. So that's pretty cool. And they come to us from the great folks up in Chicago, Illinois, that have partnered with us on this project. And we're super excited about some of the new designs that are being created every day. And by the time football season rolls around again, because we primarily, and I'm really trying to figure out that angle with our audience, because we've gotten some feedback that we don't talk enough racing. And then when we talk racing, it tends to alienate some of the football crowd. So we're trying to strike that balance, because at the end of the day, tailgating is done at both type of sporting events, as well as many others like baseball. And we want to make sure that this show casts the widest net possible. So we're going to try to not only try to refrain, especially during the spring season, from specifically talking about one sport, but certainly recapping things that take place at things like NASCAR events and baseball events and even some big festivals and concerts that go on in the spring and summer. As we get, some of you are like, well, why the hell is he talking about spring and summer? It's 5 below 0. And we've been talking to a lot of fans across the country, primarily in the Northeast and Midwest, that have just had a brutal, brutal winter. And I feel for you. Being down in South Texas, one of the perks, I guess, of winter is we don't have much winter. Now, we've been below freezing the last couple of days, but it's for a couple of days. And today it hit 65 degrees. So we don't have the longevity that you guys have. And I'm going to be heading up to New York City here in a couple of weeks to attend some events for hopefully an upcoming big event we're going to be doing up there. And I'm nervous. I mean, the trip's not until March, but I'm really nervous because it's early March and we're in late February and people are still snowed under. And in the immortal words of one of the Wayans brothers, homie, don't play that. It's just hard for me to get excited about going up and spending time in the snow. Of course, I'm taking a couple of kids with me, my kids, not just some random kids, my kids. And they're looking forward to it. So, I guess I can vicariously enjoy it through them. But the older I get, the less I enjoy the cold weather. And some of you fans that and our Canadian fans up there, you guys are just, you're real men up there, because that cold weather is something else. I remember going up to a Buffalo Bills game a few years ago, and we were at this game in Buffalo, and literally there was snow banks that were, 8-10 feet tall, and I'm like, okay, I guess we're not tailgating. And before I opened my trap, people just grabbed those shovels and started carving out a space big enough for their canopy tent and made it happen. And just amazing how that happens. And so I've learned to really see how people adapt to their environment when it comes to tailgating. The same thing I can tell you about down here. I know we had some, I think it was back in 2005, we hosted three or four of the New Orleans Saints home games here in San Antonio because of Hurricane Katrina. and one of my good friends, Jeff Dockery. He came down and was felt the same way I feel about the winter. He's like, how the hell do you tailgate in 105 degree weather? And it's you adapt to your environment. So it was really interesting to see that spectrum, and we certainly want to make sure that as this show continues to grow, that we have an honest representation of the Tailgate Nation out there. So with that being said, we'll be back with more Tailgate Radio right after this. All right, Tailgate Nation, I want to talk to you about the Tie Bar. The Tie Bar is the leader, undisputed, the leader in men's fashion accessories. Loved by GQ and celebrities alike, the Tie Bar delivers high-quality products at unbeatable prices. Whether you need ties or bow ties for work or play, the Tie Bar has you covered. You can pick up accessories in the color of your favorite college or team. And be sure to check out Dwayne Wade's curated section on their website as well. If there happens to be a wedding in your future, this is your spot too, because they aren't limited to ties either. Be sure to check out the great selections of socks, belts, pocket squares, scarves, and more at the Tie Bar. And the best part is, most of their products are under $20. That's right, I said it, under $20. By cutting out the middleman and selling direct to the consumer, which is you, the Tie Bar is able to keep quality high and prices low. And I can tell you from personal experience, when I received my first box from the Tie Bar of some beautiful ties that I ordered, I was blown away, and you will be too. You no longer have to pay $50, $80, $100 for a quality tie. Your tie shouldn't have to cost as much as the shirt you're wearing. Visit thetiebar.com/tailgate and use promo code tailgate50 by the end of February, so you've only got a few days left, for free shipping on orders of $50 or more. That's thetiebar.com/tailgate and use the promo code tailgate50 by the end of February for free shipping on orders of $50 or more. The Tie Bar, wear your good tie every day. And welcome back to Tailgate Radio. You know, one of my favorite things to do is to hear from people that get to travel the country and experience the great sporting events that take place across this great land. And one of the best at doing that, he's got his own blog. It's called Wandering Spectator, and he is the Wandering Spectator. His name is Bill Saturday, and we've got him right here on Tailgate Radio. Bill, welcome to the show.
Hey, John. Thanks for having me on.
First of all, the Wandering Spectator. I love the name. Where did that come from?
You know, it's just as you introduced yourself. I mean, that's what I do, right? I kind of wander around the country, and I always said I excel at spectator sports. So love going around, and I travel a lot for business, and fortunate enough to have some time to usually go out and hit a ballpark or an arena and, you know, catch a game, whether that's professional or minor, or even you know, concerts and some unusual events that I've been able to partake in as well along the way. So it was just kind of natural for Wandering Spectator to kind of come about.
Was this just a natural outgrowing of the fact that you're out, you're in an unfamiliar area, and while you're there, you may as well take in the sights, sounds, and being a sports fan, the activities that go on in that area?
Exactly, right. So it's, you know, you're absolutely right. I've been a kind of a sales guy on the road for, you know, several years, and you know, in the evenings, right, if you don't have a customer dinner, and sometimes if you do, you make that dinner out at a ballpark or an arena or something. So just kind of fill the time. And, you know, when I go out, it's not only, it's not just about kind of seeing the event and, you know, partaking in the actual game, but it's also taking in the, you know, when I say the sights and the sounds and the smells, right, and kind of enjoying the local beverages and kind of the local food as well. So it's it was a kind of combination of all of that. And I said, hey, you know, along the way, I've had quite a few interesting experiences, to say the least. So what I started doing was really just starting to kind of write up and document those and put them into a blog, and kind of keep a running journal of my travels throughout the U.S.
You know, that's one of the things that I really enjoy when we go to different cities and do tailgating events is, you know, so many times the rest of society looks the same. All the restaurants look the same. All the stores look the same. But when you go out and you spend time with the traditions, with those different sports teams and the foods and the drinks, and like you said, the sights, sounds, and smells, it really does still accentuate how unique each location that you go to really can be.
Yeah, and it's exciting. I mean, the different traditions at each ballpark, like I said, the different food is always interesting, from, boiled peanuts in Atlanta, to having fish tacos in San Diego, right? It's, at the ballparks, it's always something different and unique. And, now with kind of the way craft breweries are really kind of coming on the scene, a lot of the ballparks have kind of gone away from the big, beverage houses and kind of gone to craft brews. So now you kind of get a taste of the local beers as well. So it's just something that I've always enjoyed and, always always talked about it. And like I said, then usually along the way, I kind of make it a point to, talk to some of the locals and see what they enjoy about the games, and maybe even check in, even after the game, hit some of the local restaurants or bars or something like that to really kind of take in each city that I visit.
When did this switch go on for you that this was something that you think other people would be interested in, and you started documenting it through your blog?
Well, it's a great question. I think, a collection of stories happened over the time, but, the light bulb for me came on when we did a road trip with me and a couple of my friends. We ended up flying into Chicago one evening from Phoenix. I had a buddy that lived in Chicago pick us up, and we headed right out. We went to the Bulls-Suns game, which was just so happened to be that they were in town. And we did that Friday night, but the main attraction was Iowa Penn State over in Iowa City. So after the Bulls Suns game, we kind of headed over and went to the Iowa Penn State game and had an incredible time in Iowa City. Great, one of the best college venues that I've ever been to. And then we kind of, afterwards we ended up in a local establishment and just had a great time with the locals and who were celebrating their big Iowa victory. And then after that, we ended up heading back to Chicago Sunday to watch the Bears and the Titans play. So it really capped off quite a weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then flying home after that, it was like, wow, what a great trip. And how fortunate we were to be able to dial in each one of those key events within a radius that was kind of drivable and attainable, with tickets that we were able to access, and just having the time to be able to do all that. So after that, that's what really kind of kicked it in, that said, I'm not the only fan that's out there, and I'm sure others would enjoy those types of weekends. And so I started kind of coming up with the concept around Wandering Spectator at that point. And you'll see some interesting things now. I've actually kind of branched out and doing some things around helping the travelers to line up those, Wandering Spectator weekends, right? I happen to be a pretty big Penn State fan and a Buffalo Bills fan. And so I kind of look for weekends that when can I hit a Saturday Penn State game along with a Sunday Buffalo Bills game. And, it's always hard to do that, line up calendars and check calendars when the schedules come out. The NFL schedule comes out in April. You're always kind of lining up the schedule to see, where your favorite team is playing and maybe what else is happening that weekend. So I'm kind of automating that for the traveling fans. So you'll see some things come out on that as time goes by here. But that's part of the impetus, if you will, for creating the Wandering Spectator blog and some of the features of it.
What are some of the more unique experiences you had? You mentioned that earlier, and I'm always fascinated to hear about someone's individual experience at some of these places that you may not be familiar with, and whether it has to do with the traditions or cultures or just trying a new food or drink.
Well, I'll tell you, it just so happens, and again, I'm probably biased here, but as a Bills fan, I've had two of my probably best and most unique experiences at Rich Stadium. The first was the 1990 AFC Championship game where the Bills played the Chiefs, and my wife and I actually went to that game, and We ended up having picking up Chuck Mangione. If you know, Chuck is a kind of a jazz musician, actually hitchhiking to the game. He was telling me he was on his way to play the national anthem for the opening of the game. I won't give it all away. You can hit the site wanderingspectator.com and look for the Chuck Mangione game. It'll kind of walk you through the gory details of the event. But that was one. And, you know, another one that I just had recently was, you know, again, back to Buffalo. It's a rare, you know, that team has struggled over the past decade or so. So it's rare for them to get a kind of a prime time home game. They just so happened to have a Thursday night game in November. It was over the Veterans Day weekend, so they did a card stunt. But it was just an amazing atmosphere for the Buffalo fans to be able to host a Thursday night game, national television, and a game in which the Bills ended up winning. And I'll tell you, I paid for a seat, but I never used it. You know, we were on our feet the entire night. So just a great experience all around. Who can forget the Masters, right? I mean, that's just another one that I've been fortunate enough to attend the Masters, and you know, it's hard to write up what the Masters really means, and you know, anyone that's a golf fan really just needs to put it on their bucket list and hit those grounds and walk around. It is something special for sure.
What are some tips that you can give to folks that are interested in doing this and taking advantage of it? But you know, it's like anything else, you have to get started. So what would you recommend for folks that would want to live out some of their, as you called it, bucket list items that would be that would get them motivated and help them enjoy that experience more? Because I know so many times it just takes you know, sometimes a swift kick in the pants to get moving. So what tips do you have for folks out there that want to do that?
Exactly. And, you know, part of my tagline, you know, I started kicking around was, you know, start wandering and stop wondering, right? So really it's just get out there and do it, right? There's some, you know, life is short. I always said life is made up of little stories. And, you know, when you go out there, these are just little stories that you're going to have along the way. And, you know, you spend some money on it, and but the experiences are just incredible. And, you know, to be able to have these experiences and understand it, it's just a lot of fun. So, you know, how does it work? Well, you know, don't forget you can be a tourist in your own backyard as well, right? So, you know, going to local events and just, here in Phoenix we happen to have, four of the major sports teams. So you can, you know, pretty much make a doubleheader or a tripleheader weekend, you know, quite frequently. And just do that and to completely be a spectator in your own town, if you will. And then from there, you know, try to figure out, maybe you can get in the car and, you know, make it a trip via car and, you know, tie a couple of games together with, you know, with baseball season coming up. That's a great time to get out and hit some parks, and, you know, baseball's pretty reasonable, you know, ticket price as well. So you know, that's always a good thing. So again, there's a lot of ways to do it, different budgets and so forth. It'd be awesome to, you know, to fly around and hit every major college bowl game or the, you know, college playoff game. And, you know, that's awful expensive, but it doesn't have to be that way. You can even make it into, you know, some minor league parks. You know, they offer some of the, you know, I haven't written about my stories at minor league parks, but I've got some fantastic experiences over the years of, you know, going to, you know, Lancaster, California, watching the games out there, or in, you know, Reading, Pennsylvania, watching AAA baseball. So those are just great experiences over the years.
The folks listening here on Tailgate Radio that want to learn more and read more about your adventures, how can they find you on the web or any social media that you have out there?
Yeah, so it's Wandering Spectator is the website. So you just go to wanderingspectator.com. It'll take you out to my blog site. I've got you know, Twitter handle as well. I think it's Wandering Spec at Twitter, and you can find me out there. We're, you know, that's the primary. My primary social media, if you will, is Twitter. But the blog is posted out at wanderingspectator.com. Thanks again for having me on, John, and keep wandering.
Hey everybody, it's the Grill Sergeant John Largent for Tailgate Radio, and I've got a great new product I want you to try. It's called Smarter Starter Fluid, the natural charcoal lighter fluid. You know, if you're like me, you don't like the taste of fuel on your charcoal grilled food. Smarter Starter Fluid is a novel formulation of agriculturally derived ingredients that lights barbecue charcoal grills quickly and won't leave bad-tasting petrochemical fuel compounds on your food. Their ultra-low toxicity formula presents virtually no risk of poisoning to children or pets. So why don't you do like I did? Try Smarter Starter Fluid for the best-tasting, safest, and most convenient charcoal grilled foods you'll ever have. That's Smarter Starter Fluid, and you can find them online at www.smarterstarterfluid.com.
All right, folks, back here on Tailgate Radio. This is the Grill Sergeant John Largent, and as everybody knows, last week was the first week of the new NASCAR season, and there's not anybody better to talk about NASCAR than the host of Track Smack with Dawn Murphy, and that is, of course, Dawn Murphy herself. Dawn, welcome into Tailgate Radio this week.
Hey, John, good to be back.
Well, let me start off by saying we talked about listening to your first show, and you said, and I don't know if it was a throwaway or if you just, you know, if you're just an oracle, but you said, you know, I really think Joey Logano is going to win the race. By God, Joey Logano won the race.
Wait, you ready to hear something really funny? So I picked him, right? And I mean, I was sure of it. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go with Logano. Yet in my fantasy league, I didn't pick Logano anywhere in my fantasy league. How do I not pick him in fantasy league, but I picked him later on? I guess it's because I picked my fantasy choices before. I don't even know. I can't even explain it. But, you know, it was a good guess. It was a lucky guess.
So what were some of the highlights of the race for you?
Well, let me go back a little bit because, you know, I think I had explained to you one time before that Daytona basically is 2 weeks worth of racing. It's speed weeks that lead up to the 500. And it was a crash fest leading up to it. And everyone was expecting the 500 to be a crash fest, which it normally is. A lot of lead changes, a lot of passing, really, really good, clean racing. I want to rewind because Saturday, of course, is the Xfinity Series race. And two main things happened in the Xfinity Series race, both of which include the name Busch. One was we got a ruling, an appeal, and then a ruling on the appeal for Kurt Busch. Kurt Busch has now officially and indefinitely been suspended from NASCAR until he, I guess they will come up with some sort of plan that he has to, you know, follow through with before they reinstate him, which will probably be some, you know, kind of counseling or something for this domestic dispute, allegedly, you know.
Isn't there actually some controversy surrounding that domestic? I mean, usually when there's sports figures and domestic abuse, there's usually a smoking gun of some sort, a video, as we saw during football season. But with Kurt Busch, there's definitely been some controversy around how that whole thing came about.
There's a lot of controversy. And the other thing, John, is he's not been proven guilty of anything. I mean, I'm trying to think of the proper wording. Basically, they had gone in front of a court for a court appearance for basically a restraining order that she put on him. Now, here's what's so funny. He broke up with her. This is what started this whole argument to begin with. He broke up with her the week before, and she shows up in the middle of the night at his RV at one of the tracks, and he with her son. And allegedly, he told her several times to leave, and she refused to leave, and finally, I guess he forcefully got her out of the RV after she refused to leave. Well, the judge felt that there was more evidence than none to issue the restraining order. But that's all that's been issued, and NASCAR has now taken this man's job away. Not only that, but pulled all merchandise, so anything with his name related to it has been pulled off of the NASCAR website. And so, you know, it's just one of those things that was kind of asked backwards. And once again, somebody, I guess, is guilty until proven innocent in a court of law.
Ready, fire, aim kind of thing.
Yes. I mean, it was a really, and the thing is there's a lot of controversy surrounding her because she has videos on YouTube and websites where she works for the government or has worked for the government. She claims to basically be kind of like a hired assassin. She's captured drug lords and stuff. And I know it all sounds hysterical and funny, but there's video proof of the things that she's done and things she's been associated with. She's also gone on to brag about how she can forcefully make people see her way of thinking she's passively educated in that way, and it's so complex and confusing, and yet it almost unreal. It's almost like you're watching a television show. Like, none of this could be real, but it is. And then Kurt's younger brother Kyle was racing in the Xfinity series and ended up in a really bad wreck that happened, hit the inside wall. Well, at the time, the inside walls at Daytona are not the safer barrier walls, and he hit extremely hard. You see him climbing out of the car, trying to, because the car is on fire, and he dips to about the window, and he's getting the safety crews kind of signaling to them to come help him, and ended up, he had a compound fracture, his left leg, and a fracture in his right foot. So basically, it breaks in both legs, and he had to have surgery, emergency surgery that night, and stayed a few nights in the Daytona Hospital before being flown back to Charlotte, North Carolina, where he is in a hospital in Charlotte. And so he is out now indefinitely. And I would, if I had to guess, I would say for the season. Sunday, the Daytona 500 comes around, and you've got all the hoopla and folklore and stuff with Jeff Gordon running his, and I'm doing the air quotes, last Daytona 500, which, mark my words, this is not the last Daytona 500 you're going to see Jeff Gordon running in, but that's another story. And anyways, it's, like I said, great race till the end. It wasn't really the ending that I would have liked to have seen. I have issues with NASCAR ending races under caution, and it's very controversial. We'll have to talk about that in another. Well, we're going to talk about that on track back this week, but Joey Logano, as you said, did go on to win and make me look smarter than I probably am.
Yeah, and speaking of tracks, Mac, you've got a great show lined up this week. Can you give us a little tease about what you've got coming up this week?
I've got so much to talk about. Well, we'll preview the guys go from the Super Speedway to one of the fastest speedways, if not the fastest mile and a half track on the circuit. And that is Atlanta Motor Speedway. There's going to be a lot of big stories going on there, and the main story is the weather. I know that Charlotte is expecting about 6 inches of snow out, so most of the teams were leaving on Wednesday in order to get to Atlanta, which normally they don't leave till Thursday, but they wanted to beat the storm, but the entire Southeast is being crippled. So it's interesting to see if we will have racing going on at Atlanta this Speedway, or if they'll have snow in Atlanta as well. But it's a very, very fast track. We're going to talk about Atlanta, preview it, and then we'll look back and we'll discuss Daytona, discuss the finish. I've got, my normal Philippe Lopez with Petty Racing will be coming on with me, but I'm lucky enough to have the winner of the Xfinity race on Saturday, Ryan Reed, will be joining me, and then a Texas racing legend here in Texas. He also races in the Nationwide Series, and the number 44, Zachary Toyota, which, of course, Zachary out of San Antonio. David Starr will be joining me. I want to go back real quick, John, and talk Ryan Reed. Very, very interesting story with this kid. Diagnosed at 17 with type 1 juvenile diabetes. Was told he would never race again. Has persevered. Has an amazing story, amazing technology in his car that allows him to race with diabetes, and he's able to check his blood sugar level while he's racing. You're going to have to tune into TrackSmack and listen to his story. And again, like I said, it's an amazing, amazing story.
That's Dawn Murphy. She's going to be talking about all these things this week on TrackSmack. You can check that out at TrackSmack Radio or find her at all of the usual places like iTunes, Stitcher, the TuneIn app for your smartphone, and Podomatic. Folks, we'll be back with more Tailgate Radio right after this.
Time is right to use a Spud Spot. Boiling spots make it fast and nice. Crispy on the outside, fluffy in the middle. Don't you just love the Spud Spot?
Spud Spot's the original food grade stainless steel 6-inch baking potato perfection system. It's made right here in the USA. The Spud Spot's, along with our gourmet potato skin rubs and everyday seasonings, are perfect for baking, barbecuing, cookouts, grilling, steaming. They're good for indoor and outdoor kitchens, campers, RVs, tailgating, barbecue lovers, brats, sausages, and perfect holiday gifts for that special loved one. Just a nail? I don't think so. The Spud Spikes Baked Potato Perfection System. Buy it online now at spudspikes.com. That's spudspikes.com.
It's right to use a Spud Spike. You oil and spice and make it fast and nice. It's crispy on the outside.
Welcome back to Tailgate Radio. You know, anytime
you find somebody out there that can make that intersection of tailgating, cooking, and commerce, you've got yourself a winner. And we've got on the line right now Thomas from Pig Guy NYC. Welcome to Tailgate Radio.
Hi, how you doing today?
You know, when I came across your website, which, by the way, has one of the funniest names, SpankThatPig.com, tell me about how you came up with that name and what it is that you guys do.
All right, so I have my own catering company. I started about 3 years ago called Thomas Joseph's Catering. And then last August, I started doing some tailgates for the Boomer and Carton Show. They're nationally syndicated across the United States. And Carton had this crazy idea to spank a pig for good luck for the New York Giants. So last October, they had to believe they were 0-6. So then we spanked the pig, and they won 5 in a row. And then they lost to the Cowboys when they finally lost. But basically, Pig Guy NYC was formed after that all started, and it's been a great ride so far. We're at MetLife Stadium mostly every weekend. We also, and people love the concept. They love the slap that pig, spank that pig tagline, and they love the pig roast. So that's what we've been specializing in is pig roast, and we're also getting into like smoked meats and just trying to make a great tailgate experience for everybody.
So walk us through that tailgate process. Somebody picks up the phone, they've heard about you, they want to go to the next big Giants game, then what happens?
All right, so basically we'll go through the packages we have. The best package we have is like the ultimate tailgate package. So you get a little taste of everything, and it highlights a lot of menu items we have featured in stadiums around the city, because we do have a bacon on a stick at Citi Field, and we're also in a minor league ballpark. So you get a little taste of everything, and then you also get the pig roast. So most stadiums don't let me come in and roast the pig for 12 hours, so I bring pigs already roasted. We come, we bring the setup, and they choose their menu. They get spanked to take it for good luck. Everybody's happy. They go in, and hopefully the team gets a win.
Now, how long have you been doing the Pig Guy NYC concept?
Well, Pig Guy started last October, but we've been roasting pigs since 2011. So we already, my other company already had like a very good name for pig roasts, and that's how we got hooked up with Boomer and Carton.
So what is your area? So do you go, is it exclusively for Giants and Jets games, or do you go over to Rutgers and do some college games, or do you go down to?
Yeah, we'll go to Rutgers. I'll go anywhere. You know, if there's a way to fly with the pig, I would fly with the pig. We'll get a pig in that area, and I would go, because I love this. I love being around the fans, and it really doesn't matter to me what team it is. I just love the whole atmosphere of, you know, people waking up at 10 o'clock, cracking open some beers and eating some good food. And if it's a night game, it's even better. It just ruins their day at work the next day. If it's a Monday night game, it's usually a tough Tuesday for them, but at least they had a good time doing it, you know?
What in your mind makes a quality pig? What brings out the flavor? What gives the right texture? What are some of the things that our listeners would want to know about how to tell if you've got a good pig or not?
Well, basically, it's all in the brine, and then once you get that brine in there, we have a nice brine. We have it's like a mix between Hawaiian and Argentinian. So you get your vinegar in there, your acid from whatever juice you use. I can't give you the brine. I don't want to give it away. But we like to make sure the salt gets into the pig. I know a lot of people inject the pig with their brine. I just let it sit in the brine for 48 hours, and all that brine gets in there. And then we do two different sauces right now. We do a sweet and spicy Thai chili sauce that goes on the pulled pork. And then we do like a very nice chimichurri, which also, that's the pig roast standard for us. We use the chimichurri and everything. And of course, cooking it low and slow is the best way to do it. And then crisping that skin up is, you know, that's what makes everybody happy. Crispy skin and, you know, a whole hog full of pulled pork.
Damn, you're making me hungry already, man.
Oh, yeah, and basting it. Don't forget to baste it with a little olive oil and garlic. That's the trick.
Do you have the capabilities to do multiple events on the same day? Do you have different crews that go out?
if you have more than one event?
Yeah, like we do up to, like, as of right now, I can handle 5 to 6 at once. We're expanding rapidly, so, you know, by this season, by next season, we'll probably be able to do more than that. So it's, as we grow, the amount we can take on grows. So
yeah, so you're primarily in the tri-states area. How can folks get a hold of you if they want you for their next big tailgate party? Or I'm sure you probably branch into other events too. I know you've got Elizabethtown, New Jersey, where they've got drag racing pretty regularly down there, and some other big sporting events. But how can folks get a hold of Pig Guy NYC?
You could find us at www.spankthatpig.com. It also goes by pignyc.com. They're interchangeable. And also call me at 917-399-4811 directly to get a direct quote. And we're on Twitter at pignyc.com. We're on Facebook. And I have people manning all those different areas. So the minute you make a request via Twitter, Facebook, email, we get back to you as soon as possible. And we set up the next tailgate experience.
Folks, if you're in that area, I know he said he's willing to fly, he's willing to swim, he's willing to do whatever he needs to do to bring that pig to you. But primarily, if you're in the tri-states area, get a hold of this guy and experience. Man, I want to fly you down to San Antonio, and we could do some.
Soon you might be able to get the sauces across the country, so I'll let you know when they come out. If you know, we might be going to large scale production with that, so.
Yeah, please let us know, and we'll have you back on to talk about it.
I'll let you know.
Absolutely, please let us know when that goes into production, and we'll give a shout out to you. Well, Thomas, I want to thank you for coming into Tailgate Radio this week. It sounds like you've got a fantastic job. It probably doesn't even feel like a job, even though you probably have a lot of long days and long nights. But I can tell you that so many people that we talk to in the course of what we do with Tailgate Radio, they would love, absolutely love, to be on your crew and take part in that. So keep up the good work, my friend, and keep spreading the love in the parking lot, because it sounds like you've got a wonderful company and a great product and something that's in big demand, and we wish you all the best.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
All right, Tailgate Nation, I want to talk to you about the Tie Bar. The Tie Bar is the leader, undisputed, the leader in men's fashion accessories. Loved by GQ and celebrities alike, the Tie Bar delivers high-quality products at unbeatable prices. Whether you need ties or bow ties for work or play, the Tie Bar has you covered. You can pick up accessories in the color of your favorite college or team. And be sure to check out Dwayne Wade's curated section on their website as well. If there happens to be a wedding in your future, this is your spot too, because they aren't limited to ties either. Be sure to check out the great selections of socks, belts, pocket squares, scarves, and more at the Tie Bar. And the best part is, most of their products are under $20. That's right, I said it, under $20. By cutting out the middleman and selling direct to the consumer, which is you, the Tie Bar is able to keep quality high and prices low. And I can tell you from personal experience, when I received my first box from the Tie Bar of some beautiful ties that I ordered, I was blown away, and you will be too. You no longer have to pay $50, $80, $100 for a quality tie. Your tie shouldn't have to cost as much as the shirt you're wearing. Visit thetiebar.com/tailgate and use promo code tailgate50 by the end of February, so you've only got a few days left, for free shipping on orders of $50 or more. That's thetiebar.com/tailgate and use the promo code tailgate50 by the end of February for free shipping on orders of $50 or more. The Tie Bar, wear your good tie every day. All right, folks, that's going to about wrap it up for this week's episode of Tailgate Radio. I want to thank my very special guest this week, Bill Saturday, the Wandering Spectator. You can check his website out at wanderingspectator.com and go read about his great adventures as he travels across the country to great sporting events. You'll really like his website and what he's doing over there. Also want to thank my good friend Don Murphy, the host of Track Smack with Don Murphy, that you can hear every week on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, the TuneIn app for your smartphone, as well as over at her website. Go check out her website at tracksmackradio.com. And we always appreciate her coming in, as well as Thomas Joseph with Pig Guy NYC, the undisputed king of the pig roasts up there in the New York City tri-states area. Give him a call for your next catering, tailgating, or big big shindig. He is the man, and he'll take care of you. I promise. So for everybody here at Tailgate Radio, again, if you want to take a chance and give us a shout-out, you can call always on our hotline at 210-625-8710 to leave a message. You can always let us know what's going on Twitter at our Twitter location, which is Tailgate Radio, as well as over at our website at Tailgate Radio. So we appreciate all of your support. We especially appreciate you tuning in and listening every week. And we love your feedback. Also, thank you to our sponsors. This week, the big sponsor we'd like to thank and reach out to is the Tie Bar. So anybody that's looking to get ties, belts, socks, pocket squares, there's nowhere else to go. There's just nowhere else to go than the Tie Bar. And they have some really cool sites. Check out Dwayne Wade's curated site over there. He's really looking good. There's also a couple of others that look fantastic. So for all of your tie needs, check out the Tie Bar. So for everybody here, folks, we're going to wrap it up. And as we always say, keep the drinks cold and the grill hot. And we'll see you in the parking lot. And we will catch you on down the road. Stay warm, everybody. Spring's almost here. Oh, no mercy.